without any further words, let's just mirab this. Mirab is a verb. It means to shift consciousness. Like my skirt?
A lot.
So it's really my point of the day. Everything else was just fun. The oneness is you. It always was. It's the sovereign being that you are. You are not beholden to any being. Any being whatsoever. There is no dark entity who could ever, ever, ever take away your consciousness, your I am. Some of you hold back from this this wink ceiling. You hold back because you're afraid that if you go out there, that you're going to be vulnerable to forces that are stronger than you. It's more easy down here. There's some demons out there, some bad stuff out there. When you get over this whole thing that power is real, because they use power, the dark side uses power to deceive. There is no power. You just take a deep breath and go, oh, there is no power. And that's when you start really allowing the wings of your dreams to bring you into realization. But we're here right now for oneness. Just feel that for a moment, the I am, I exist oneness. Just take a good deep breath, your oneness. Totally sovereign. Totally sovereign. Another way to look at it is you're self-contained. There's nothing, including energy, that you need outside of oneness, your oneness. Every aspect, every facet of yourself, every past life, every personality trait in this lifetime, part of that oneness. They've been begging to come home. They've been begging you to come back into the sovereign oneness that you are. I bring up oneness at the end of our transhuman series because it's really about really letting every part and piece, every aspect and every facet know that it's time now. No more dallying around. No more hanging out in the periphery of the I am. No more taunting you, mocking you, some of the aspects do. You've got so many parts of yourself, of the oneness, that simply want to come back. They want to go on this ride with you. You can't do it if they're all dissociated, disconnected. So we sit here in a gathering like this at the end of Transhuman before we really start soaring in our next series and simply feel into the oneness. That's all you have to do is just feel into the I am oneness of yourself. And when you do, it takes all those parts and pieces, even if you think they're broken, wounded, hurt, traumatized, it brings back the masculine and the feminine. It brings back the good and the bad, the light and the dark. And it puts you kind of in, I see it as such a kind of a huge orb, multifaceted orb. Brings everything back to that orb, a glowing, shimmering shape that you are, with millions and millions of facets, different edges to it. When you back, you way far away to observe. It's like it's just one huge shimmering ball of light. When you get up really close, it's millions of perfect facets. Millions and millions of edges, you could say, facets on this orb, everyone perfect. You know, there are some of these facets, there's almost like fragments of kind of like crystals, glass that were floating around outside of this orb, tentative, not sure they wanted to come into it, come back home. Like space debris, like stuff, the rings of Saturn, stuff just in orbit around it. But when we take a deep breath here and allow, well, I'll stop talking and just let you have that experience. When you take a deep breath, let yourself feel what happens with all that debris that was floating around outside of the orb. Good deep breath. Just all about allowing. Remember, the mind can't put all these pieces together. The human self is not responsible for enlightenment. It's just about allowing. But when you sense into this beautiful orb the oneness of you, your sovereignty, like calling all the parts and pieces back home. This is transhumanism, what I call transhumanism. This is the coming back to self. This is the metamorphosis from all the parts and pieces that we're laying all over the cosmos, that we're laying all over time and space, fragments of yourself. And the real transhumanism is allowing these all to come back together. Remember, you can't mentally put them back. You can simply allow. A lot of struggles with what you call aspects or parts of yourself. They're the reason for a lot of doubts. They're the reason for a lot of dreams being diminished, held back. Now we just take a deep breath into the oneness, the sovereignty of you. Very early teachings of the Essenes, the Gnostics, They talked about oneness, not about oneness in all of the universe. They were talking about the oneness of the self, and got distorted. It got misunderstood. How easy it is to hypnotize people when you talk about oneness. It's kind of 1984-ish, kind of Big Brother. But in these early teachings, which we'll talk about in some of our shouts, and definitely in Kihak, I'm going to bring some of them back up. These early teachings were about the true nature of sovereignty, the oneness of the being, the integrated being. Oneness within yourself. And while it may seem so logical, I guess, so natural, there's a huge resistance to it. It means accepting and allowing yourself. Going beyond the doubts. Going crazy, I guess you would say. What is crazy? Let's take a deep breath in our form of transhumanism. An evolution of body, mind, and spirit into a body of consciousness. An evolution going beyond ancestral biology. A natural evolution beyond the fears of the mind. Our form of transhumanism is not to work on these things, not to put the human in the way of a natural process of enlightenment, but for the human to be a participant and to allow with their divine, with their oneness. For the human to realize that they're not responsible for their realization. They're just being asked to allow and experience. There's no effort, or it's simply allowing, trusting. Our form of transhumanism is knowing that the body, biology, can absolutely heal itself without any outside interference, other than maybe a walk in nature or sitting in a warm bathtub. Our form of transhumanism is not to collect and store all the data that we possibly can, like the human computers do, but to realize we need to store nothing. We don't have to store data, facts, and figures, because there's this thing called the knowingness. It's like your personal oneness cloud. Your own knowingness, and it doesn't store data like the mind does. It doesn't remember like the mind does, but the knowingness just knows. And it doesn't know until it needs to know. That's the beauty of it. It's not a storage place, your knowingness, your nost. The best way to put it is knowingness operates outside of time and space, therefore doesn't have to be linear, doesn't record dates. If there's something you need to know that occurred in the past, it goes to the past. It doesn't store it, it's just there. It's an I am here, it's a consciousness. The human mind no longer needs to store memories and information and have its secret vaults where it stores your identity imprint. We go beyond all of that. That's our transhumanism. We don't need big computers embedded in our being. We simply go to knowingness. It's always there. Needs no energy whatsoever. This thing called knowingness. It's always there. That's our transhumanism, our oneness. Where will humans go with technology? A lot of potential different directions. I'll keep you posted about it, but I'm not so drawn to spending a lot of time on that. I'd rather talk to you about your transhumanism. I ask, while we're in this mihrab, I ask you to feel one thing. I ask you to feel that 7 years, a commitment. Once there is the realization to stay embodied for at least 7 years, with a commitment to yourself. And it may be longer, it might be much longer. But to stay, not to fly out of the body, not to leave the planet, but to stay. I invite you to feel into that. Say that there's a joy in that feeling, a true joy. Let's take a good deep breath together in this weekend of independence here in the United States of America. Public, not a democracy, here in the land of the free and the home of the brave. But I want you to take a look, really feel into this between now and our next gathering, the analogy between America and what you now call the developed earth, but America, the desire for freedom, the desire for a better life. What's happening right now with old earth and new earth. Not much different, my friends. Yes, just like the pioneers who came over here and set up this new place, they missed where they'd come from. They missed family and traditions, and they missed ways, whether they're from Europe or Asia or South America, they missed a lot of it. But they were pioneers. They came over for freedom. Now we have new earth and old earth. New earth where, and theos, where we're setting up really the next round of freedom. It doesn't mean that you can't still be here on this earth or come visit anytime you want. I know you'll never choose another regular incarnation, but just like the pioneers who came over to America, set up their colonies, which turned into towns, which turned into cities, once in a while they go back and visit. I go back and visit Ireland or England or France, and they realize they could never go back. Too much freedom, too much new. They could never go back. It was nice to visit, but they could never go back. Let's take a good deep breath on this beautiful day. A good deep breath into your oneness. With that, my friends, I don't know if it was a day of lecture, as I said, serious lecture, or if it was a bit entertaining, but one thing I know is that I am in the land of the free and the home of the strange. All is well in all of creation. Thank you. Thank you.